Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We couldn't find anybody. We're trying to find someone to talk with about the Washington football guys. They're on bye this week, et cetera. We struck out everywhere. Just now, moments ago, Ryan went out to pick up an Uber Eats order, and delivering the food was our guy, Chris Russell, who hopped on up here to discuss the Washington 53 with us. What's up, man?
I brought you guys a Thanksgiving feast. I thought you might be hungry in time for the holidays.
It's so nice of you.
You're a sweet prince.
Right.
Thank you, bud.
Anything from my guys.
A lot to get to on the Commanders, but let's start with them releasing Matt Gay, bringing in Jake Moody.
Yeah, talked to Gay on Sunday after the game in Madrid, and he was, as you would imagine, very despondent, very frustrated. He said he kicked the 56-yarder at the end of regulation. He thought he nailed it. He thought he hit it great, perfect operation. He couldn't believe it went as far wide right as it did, and it did tail pretty sharply. The 51-yarder, I then asked him, I said, did you feel the same way about the 51-yarder earlier in the second quarter? He said, yeah. He's like, I thought I hit it great. He's like, it's just crazy indoors, you know, field turf, whatever, that the ball just did not go the way I wanted it to go. And I didn't think at the moment, guys, I'll be honest with you, that they were going to cut him Monday. I thought what would happen would be they would have like a tryout for a bunch of guys this upcoming Tuesday after they kind of got back in the building, and then maybe they would move on from him next week. And instead they did Monday, which I applaud them for, because even though they spent a good amount of money on him, he obviously was not doing the job even before last Sunday, but then it became so much unsavable, if you will, on Sunday in Madrid, that they really had no other choice. Now, I don't know if the guy that's going to replace him, Jake Moody, is going to be the answer either. But this just goes to show, like, for all of the questions and criticism, I don't know if you guys have talked about this week, for all of the questions and criticism about the defense, about this, about Jaden, about what, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have been through like 10 place kickers since they got here.
It's been a lot.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they thought it was settled, and they thought they didn't have to worry about it. They moved to the next column, yeah. And, you know, the McManus thing happened, yeah. And we've been on a carousel ever since.
Yeah. But it's been really bad.
Yes, it has been. What do you expect the rest of the way from Terry McLaurin? I feel like we just kind of stopped talking about it, whether it was Daniels' injury or the relevant football is over or whatever, but it was we were on Terry watch every second of every day, then it got hurt again in Kansas City, and I think everyone just went, psh, whatever.
People say, lost year, why bring him back, right? Or just shut it down. I don't believe that. I think he should come back as soon as he is ready and medically cleared and football cleared to come back. I don't believe the second injury was because he wasn't ready to go from the first injury. I know it was similar, but I don't believe it was connected the way people want to necessarily connect it. I just think it was a bad fall and something similar to how he was dragged down in that Raider game, which caused the first injury. That being said, I understand it's not a good look. And I understand, like, hey, if he's going to miss 5 or 6 weeks, there might not be anything to salvage or gain by bringing him back for the last 3 or 4 weeks. But the way I look at it is, if you are going to, never mind feel good about next season or feel good going into the offseason so that we're not so worried and so panicked, you need to figure out a way to get back on the same page as the rest of your teammates, as Jaden Daniels, assuming that he comes back, And they need to figure out whether Deebo Samuel is a must re-sign or not. And the only way I think you start to answer those questions, I'm not saying you're going to have a full dose of data, is by getting Terry back on the field and having him stay on the field, which he hasn't since week three.
Is there a player, just give me one younger guy, who you'd like to see used differently, better, more extensively to get a hard look at the rest of the way?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's a great question.
You want me to rattle names off? I'm thinking McGee is the green dot.
I mean, Jordan McGee, yeah, sure.
I'm thinking Ben Sinnott, Les Ertz.
I mean, all of that is
Coleman
fair.
Coleman again at guard over Paul, who's a free agent or something like
all,
that.
All of those are fair. The one name that I guess kind of comes to mind that you haven't mentioned is Tyler Owens.
I feel like he's playing a bunch.
I know. I would like to see more. You know, I'd like to see him and Will Harris when Will Harris is ready to return, which it sounds like there's a chance for next Sunday night. I'd like to see how that combination looks at safety. You know, I'm trying to think of somebody else.
Here's one. What about, I mean, this guy is probably ultimately a Jag, but like Jacoby Jones showed something. What about him over Chris Moore in that big physical receiver role?
Yeah, well, but then they cut him yesterday, and then they bring him back on the practice squad. Yeah, or I was thinking, well, what is Ja'Cory Brooks?
Yeah,
right. I mean, he was kind of
because you could elevate Jones, you could elevate Brooks.
Yeah, right. But something like that, right? The other thing that I would, the other thing that I would also say is, do you have anything in Donovan Edwards here? You know, can he contribute at running back and maybe give them, because they seem to be going by committee as Bill kind of tails off here a little bit. Rodriguez kind of, the arrow is up, but then they go away from him. Can Donovan Edwards give you a little something?
Well, I'll tell you, there are a couple guys. First, just real quick, Tyler Owens did not play a snap on defense this past week. I was surprised by that because we saw him, remember, in Kansas City.
Yeah.
He was basically, he was the guy that was on the field and they go, okay, you come off now
was
or you stay on. Depending
on. Was he healthy this week?
He was on teams, every play on special
teams.
So
I assume that was a health thing. That's interesting otherwise, especially when Quan Martin got benched.
I didn't realize he didn't play at all. I just thought he didn't play a lot, but I would like to see more of him.
So my guy's Johnny Newton. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. I've been beating the drum about Sinnott for a while, and yes, I still think that, but I can't have a healthy Johnny Newton, a second-round pick from last year that we were told is a first-round talent who's a disruptor, sitting behind Eddie Goldman, who came off his couch, getting less snaps than Jalen Holmes, less snaps than Sheldon Day, and you go down the list. Come on, let's go. Featured player type stuff here. Move him around. Try something different. If you know, what are you going to do, give up a lot of running
about
yards?
Johnny Newton. I thought he was going to be an impact player. He's a rotational piece. Who, as Danny said, is getting out snapped by Jags.
The way I still look at Johnny Newton, though, and maybe this is wrong, because I know he did play a bunch last year, I still kind of look at this as almost his rookie plus year.
I do, too. But even in your rookie year, it's going in the wrong direction.
I know.
Let's say he was actually a rookie this year.
Yeah.
And this was what was happening. You're still in week 12 getting out-snapped by Sheldon Day and Jalen Holmes.
I look at what happened in the Chargers game where I really thought, okay, this is the Johnny Newton that we kind of – remember he had the deflection on the Quan Mikey Sanristil interception. He had a sack, I think, in that game. And I talked to him in the locker room before the Monday night game, that Saturday before the Monday night game against the Bears, and I thought he was starting to come on. And
he had a great pass rush on Monday night, and he got penalized, if you remember, on his hit on Mahomes on a sack. But
we haven't seen much
since
then.
Here's what I thought, coming out of Illinois. You would get plays like that once a week or once every 2 weeks, he would make some awesome rush, some big-time TFL. And you can count him on one hand in two seasons, basically.
Yeah.
Which is pretty surprising.
It hasn't been enough. No doubt. Remember, double foot surgery. I mean, he ran out of feet to get surgery on.
Yes.
You know?
You don't have a third foot.
No.
He's Chris Russell, boys and girls. Thank you, pal. We appreciate you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.